Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dietland by Saray Walker, read by Tara Sands.
She waited for a few minutes to see if she was going to shrink any further. She felt a little nervous about this. "For it might end, you know," said Alice to herself, "in my going out altogether, like a candle. I wonder what I should be like then." Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Rabbit Hole. It was late in the spring when I noticed that a girl was following me, nearly the end of May, a month that means perhaps or might be. She crept into the edges of my consciousness like something blurry coming into focus. She was an odd girl, tramping around in black boots with the laces undone, her legs covered in bright, fruit-hued tights, like the colors in a roll of lifesavers. I didn't know why she was following me. People stared at me wherever I went, but this was different. To the girl, I was not an object of ridicule, but a creature of interest. She would observe me, and then write things in her red spiral-bound notebook. The first time I noticed the girl in a conscious way was at the cafe. On most days, I did my work there, sitting at a table in the back with my laptop, responding to messages from teenage girls. "Dear Kitty, I have stretch marks on my boobs. Please help." There was never any end to the messages, and I usually sat at my table for hours, sipping cups of coffee and peppermint tea as I gave out the advice I wasn't qualified to give. For 3 years, the cafe had been my world. I couldn't face work.